come into a community, they want to find out what we do. Has anybody else used us? How have they used us? Can anything that anybody else has learned help them to recover better or faster? And what we found in this mentor meeting was that the communities were very interested in what we were able to accomplish. So we pulled together people that have been through the community recovery process in other disasters to give them a fairly broad perspective. We looked at city managers out of Windsor, Colorado, which recovered from a very serious, I believe it was an F4 tornado, and they were able to recover. That's considered on the smaller side, as well as Punta Gorda, which was pretty much totally demolished, Punta Gorda and Charlotte County in Florida by Hurricane Charlie in 2004. We also talked with Katrina City, and that was out of Pascagoula, Mississippi. We looked at the state of Iowa, which is still in the very early stages of the recovery process as well. So that gave people a pretty good background from highly severe to minimal to statewide.
What were the sorts of things that they wanted to know from you?
They wanted to know what kind of interference in the recovery process, or how did developing community grassroots efforts feed into the recovery process from a positive standpoint? What were some of the pitfalls that they found? How do we guard against them? What if you were to do it again today, what would you do differently? And the responses to some of those questions were, because the people had a passion, they had a vision for recovery, because there was something involved in them, this was their town, this was their home, they wanted their children to grow up there, they had an investment beyond what if a developer came in.
Yeah.
Well, they could see the financial investment, but they didn't see the heritage.
Yeah, there's an emotional investment that's just as important, if not more so.
Yes.
So I wonder also if the folks from FEMA learned something from the communities. And by that I mean, did you find that communities had expectations that you didn't realize that they had from you, or did you find that communities were more capable of things that you didn't realize on your own? What did you learn from them?
Community recovery is a process that includes assessment, it includes planning, and it includes technical support. In that technical support, we find where we coordinate different federal agencies, as well as at opportunities to involve private sector, private businesses, state agencies, nonprofit organizations, and build a support system that the community did not have before, or add to the support system that the community already had, because we are involved with 20 federal agencies. And it's a matter of bringing those agencies together, their resources together, to help support in all the specific ways that the community wants to recapture its life, what they can do. I often look at it as what community recovery does is it takes the victim and helps them to become the victor, takes them from that point of everywhere they look, all they see is disaster. And it takes them to the place of the building may be broken now, but you know what? In 2, 3, 5, 10 years, this will be a place that my son, my daughter, my neighbor's son or daughter will be glad that they came here and allow them a place to live.
I would think that a meeting like this one, a video conference, a video teleconference like this one, giving them the opportunity to be heard has got to be cathartic, particularly when you talk about that victim versus survivor mentality.
Yes, it really was. And after the video conference concluded, the participants in the office talked another hour and a half, and they started to get down to the nitty-gritty, started to get down to what happens if we choose this, what happened, because community recovery is so varied so that it fits the vision that the community has. And they really put together an actual action plan as after that particular meeting.
So do you have any recommendations for federal agencies that might want to pull something like this off, and any recommendations for how it would work for them?
The biggest thing is have objectives. Know what you want to accomplish. Find the people who are able to get you to that point, and people that have energy and experience. They feel that this is a message that they wish they had had when they began,